Welcome to the I Am Power Hour, soul stretching success with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're the Soul Stretching Sisters, here to remind you that you are a star with a hit song to sing as you create greater.
Aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, as we'll share stories, have a few laughs,
maybe even some aha moments, as we help you feel more motivated,
spark your spirit,
and unleash your powered up,
pumped up,
I am possibilities.
The soul stretch version, of course.
So get ready to have some fun as we help you build up some serious spiritual muscle and
accelerate to an abundant life, that life you deserve.
Let's roll with the I Am Power Hour.
Oh boy, that's us. You know, that's me, Dr. Pat, and Terry J. Walker. Well, I'm telling you, this is one of these moments where you think about, why did I restart that computer just then? Like, why did welcome to this show. I mean, when you think about what we're talking about here today, right? And when we talk about I Am Power Hour, right? And soul stretching success. I want to ask you a question, Terry. Look, you're an author, you're a speaker, you're a teacher, you're a trainer, you're the person that created soul stretching success. I want to ask you, what does the stretching part of that mean?
I think we just went through it.
Wait a minute, I'll be right back.
Yep, we've got technical difficulties, so please hang on. But the stretching part means that sometimes you've got to dig real deep and pull real hard to stretch yourself out. Hey, look at you. What you got going on here, Doc? Yeah, there we go. The blue screen.
There we go. That's what we're talking about. And I got to tell you, this is crazy because we talked about this the other day. And we were talking about, okay, now wait a minute. My little machine here is my little, like, I love my Alienware. I have replaced the hard drive. I have done it all, right? But I was talking about it the other day, and I said, you know, maybe, like, it's coming up on the President's Day. Maybe we should replace it. Oh, my gosh, don't ever... Be mindful of what you put in the universe.
Yes,
ma'am. I was still talking to it like nice. You're like doing good. How are you? Honestly, do you think I brought this on me, Miss I Am, IAMT, Terry?
Somewhere, somehow, it has taken course. And you are exactly right. And it's made its impact, which is today's show. It's mirror, mirror on the wall, Doc. It makes the most impact of all.
But let's talk about the show today because it is perfect.
Yes.
Because you're not joking when you say mirror, mirror on the wall. That actually is the name of the episode.
Yes, it is.
Okay. What made you come up with that?
I'm sorry?
What made you come up with that name?
Well, you know, I was thinking the other day, and I wrote an entire chapter on mirrors in The Resume of Life. And it just kind of come back to me, and it was like, you know, how do you make a successful impact? What does it take to make a successful impact? And everything, you know, as we've said many, many times, starts from within. I am. And so I got to thinking about my mirrors chapter, and the very first sentence in it basically states what you see in about yourself and put out into the world is going to be a direct reflection back on you. So guess what? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who creates the most successful impact of all? That would be me. That would be you. That would be whoever's looking at the mirror to be able to answer those questions. So away we go. I don't know what mirror you've been looking in lately, Dr. Pat, with your computers, but we shall carry on.
Well, it's funny about that because I thought about this right today because I was working on your website.
Yes. And
if people go look at, right now it's all going to be moved over to I Am Terry J. Walker, but it's on the iampowerhour.com/home. And when you look at that, I was working on it right before this, and I had like 16 windows open. And I just put up the Resume of Life page. And I think it's up there now. I hope it's up there now. And I'm putting it up, and I noticed two of the boxes on the bottom that I just put in were missing. And I thought, oh, I think my laptop may be like a little bit too much work, right? And I said, I think I'll restart it. So I made the fatal mistake. So this is mirror, mirror on the wall. Why do we do things and we know better not to do them? Because how many times when Windows says shut down and update, do you want to say no, not now? And then you don't.
I'm too busy.
What is the definition, though, of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over?
Exactly. And I don't have time right now. I'm too busy. Oh, those sound like some of the regular excuses that we make throughout life, isn't it? I don't have time. I'm too busy.
But I did take the time to restart it with updates. That was my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I thought in the normal day, and this is part of the issue, in the normal day, it should be an easy hit the button restart. It's like hit that snooze button, right? And I got to talk about the snooze button because I think we got to work with Linda on the snooze button thing.
Oh, no. What's going on now? We've got to get that snooze button and break it for good. That is the only way to get your discipline, your accountability, and taking action going.
Well, I want to ask you about mirror, mirror on the wall. So here's part of it, too. What happened, though? How were you able to write the book that you wrote, Resume of Life? And I think people should know about this because we're talking about mirrors for a reason. But to write the book that you wrote in the way that you wrote it, you had to be staring at a room full of mirrors. The reason I know that is because I'm getting ready to do a whole bunch of things like that for myself. And I'm telling you, have you ever been in I grew up on the East Coast, so Coney Island, they had the fun house. Mm-hmm. You ever been in the fun house and it's got all the mirrors?
Yes.
And you walk in and that mirror makes you look real thin and that mirror makes you look like more like you really look. And then the other mirror that's all cracked.
Exactly. You
know, life is about two of those sometimes.
I think so. And I think that's a great analogy, you know, and how we see ourselves is a direct reflection of what we will put out into the world and what will be reflected back to us. And that's the thing. We've got to overcome the fear. We've got to start believing in ourselves. And if we want to make a successful impact on our life and on the lives of those around us, we've got to start from within and look at the mirror and see exactly what it is we want to do. And then you become having the intention, the focus, the clarity, and begin to believe in the things that you want to do and need to do. And that's how you're going to make a successful impact. That's how you're going to make any kind of impact. But if we walk along through life, just kind of snoozing and going with our routines and our habits, and we're not consciously thinking about what we need to be doing, we're just doing. We get up in the morning, we brush our teeth, we get in the shower, we go through that daily routine, we load the kids up into the car, and we jump in the car, we drop them off, and then we drive on to work. And really, through that time period of maybe 1 or 2 hours of getting ready, do we really know what we did? Do we really know what we said? Do we really know what we felt? Because we're sleepwalking through life, through the routines and the habits, instead of becoming more consciously aware, like as I wrote in the subtitle of the book, of being more consciously aware of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what you're putting out into the world.
All right, I got to tell you like a story. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Do you know those devices, though, electronic devices like the TEMS machine?
The TEMS.
Where you can put it on your body and get an electrical charge.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So I got a couple of these. And the reason I got them is I get a bunch of my table tennis stuff from a website called Wish.com. And every once in a while, they got these ridiculous offers like zero cost, just pay for shipment. And they had a couple of these deals in that scenario. And I thought, yeah, I was just going to spend like $200 on it. Let me just try it. So I get it. And Linda and I, we were going through like, okay, got a knee ache, like me, all of a sudden, my left rotator cuff start. So I get to Tim's and I'm like hooking it up to Linda, right? I'm like getting it all hooked up. And she got like a little something going on with her hand, right? Yeah. So this is what happens when you are not focused on what you're doing. I get the electromagnetic patches all over, getting them all over her. And I turned it on without noticing that it was jacked up like all the way. Like it was like jacked up. And I thought, like, I had a moment where I looked at Linda and I thought her hair was like standing up on her head for a moment. And it didn't even dawn on me that that's really what was going on, because she's like in a state of shock. And this is why I like talking about mirror, mirror, and the idea of focus, because those dang things were so stuck to her that all I could think about was getting them off, but I totally forgot to turn the thing off. So here I am trying to get them off, and you know what happens when you put two of those electrodes together? Benny probably has a sound effect.
Yes, I do.
Oh my God. So I got two of them off and I got two of them on, and I swear I think her hair was like that. But that's just a simple example, right?
Yeah.
How, if we're not paying attention, right?
Yes.
You know, and I clearly know that the thing about me is I know I am not a super detailed person when it comes to stuff like that. But take this now into life. Yep. You know, how many times have we turned on the switch for our life and plugged in to all of the triggers and the emotional, you know, hot buttons we have? You know, every aspect that might loom across us as fear, right? All of those things. So the question really is, Terry, when we're looking in the mirror, do we see the face of fear? Do we see the face of joy? You know, I was listening to one of my television, like positive preacher dudes, and he was talking about joy. Mm-hmm. And he basically said, you know, happiness is an outside job. You can go and you can do something to make you happy, but joy is a state of being on the inside. And
inside,
I think that's
job.
What we started to talk about. If we're not clearing out our house on the inside,
yes,
then it doesn't matter how much extra stuff we try to do. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. What is it about the chapter on mirrors for you that made you reflect on your life and who you are and who you wanted to become?
Well, I had to, you know, I was tired. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah,
I was tired of feeling like I was losing. And as we talked about in a previous show, you know, there's winners and there's losers, and there's some that just try to fight to stay in the game. And I think I was just trying to fight to stay in the game. I didn't want to be a loser, but I sure didn't know how to be a winner. And I finally realized that I had to take a good, long, hard look in the mirror. I had to understand the point of affirmations, and I had to start changing my life from the inside out. What I see, and we've heard the aspects of beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. But how do you feel about yourself? Because if you operate in fear and anger and stress and anxiety, then that's exactly what you're going to put out in the world, because that's how you're operating. That's how you're feeling emotionally. And that's exactly what's going to come back to you, is more problems, more stress, more anxiety. And the other part of it is, if you turn that around, and when I decided something had to change because I was tired of being that way. I was tired of being knocked down. In fact, I realized the thing that had to change was me. I was the one that had to make the changes. And so I started looking in the mirror and seeing what exactly was I doing, and stop blaming everybody else, stop listening to the opinions of others, and stop judging all the situations, but change from the inside out to make things work for me. And I had to make those changes within, and I had to take good, long, hard looks in the mirror. And just like you said in the funhouse, some make you look thin, some make you look like you're this tall and this wide, you know, and some are cracked and broken and all of those kinds of things. That's a perfect analogy of how a lot of us, if we really come clean and be truthful with ourselves, that's how we feel we look. But how we really look is looking past the physical and getting into the spiritual and the emotional well-being of it, so that we can grow and expand within ourselves. And that way, things begin to change. And then it becomes a direct reflection of how you feel about yourself is exactly what you will put out into the world. And the series of mirrors will be reflected back to you just that way.
Well,
does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense. And, you know, yet at the same time, it's kind of like we know who we want to be.
Yes.
And we know who we want to show up in the mirror, mm-hmm. but we can't get there. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be taking a look at what does it mean to really soul stretch your way to that person that you love? What does that mean to you? And how do you get from whatever you see in the mirror to whatever you want to see in the mirror? Terry J. Walker, right, Terry? We are going to take a look at that.
Yes, we are, Dr. Pat.
You know, hopefully we're not going to be using the mirror, mirror on the wall, witch that was looking in there. They had to suck the life out of other people to like ourselves, but that is a metaphor, isn't it?
It is, and we got to move her out of the way.
Yes, we do. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McRae, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Terry J. Walker here. This is Soul Stretching Success. I want to take a minute before we dig a little bit deeper in here, because I think it's important for you to share Soul Stretching Success, you know, how it developed and now how it's become a major coaching platform for you. And Mirrors is just one part of what you do to help people.
Soul Stretching Success was basically came from working with you and all of the work that you gave, provided for me to help me come together and pull this together as it needed to be. It gave me the opportunity to look over my past, what I was going through at the time. And I've also worked and studied under Jack Canfield, Wayne Dyer, and the likes. But this platform is real. It's real. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it, but it's real. If you want to have success, huh?
And it's yours.
And it's mine. But if you want to complete true success and you want to make a true impact on your life and your world, Soul Stretching Success, I've put together the principles to be able to bring this about so that people can actually see and make significant changes, whether they want to make it in their significant change in their career, in their life, in their financials, in their relationships. It encompasses all of that because basically it starts from the inside out, and it helps you to look in the mirror and to make the significant changes that you need to make any kind of changes for your life that are more impactful, more productive, more evolving, and more expansive. And this is just, it's the beauty of the whole thing, that it's all come together so that I can use that to help other people to do the same thing. I've been through it, and I'm working with other people who are actually going through the process with me as far as the soul stretching success. But the one key element that they find out is they're not alone. You're not alone in this process. I'm here to help you, and there are other people here to help you. And that is where it's growing and becoming even more and more, because people are seeing that they can make significant changes. They're able to invest in themselves for the first time. You know, Warren Buffett made a comment or a statement a long time ago, and he said, and he's an investor, and he said, the greatest investment anyone can ever make is in themselves.
Yeah.
And until you do that, you know, you can live the life that I had in the past and that many of us do, because my life's no different from anybody else's that have struggled and wandered here and wandered there, or needed help here, or felt like they were going to lose something over here and lost things and all of that kind of stuff. So you're not alone in this journey, and you don't have to feel that way, because I know a lot of times I felt alone.
Me too.
Know, I felt like I had to do this by myself.
Yeah.
And I had to figure this out by myself. Well, that's not the case. Not Soul Stretching Success. It's helping you to look at yourself and to make real, true, impactful, successful changes within yourself that in turn will create a new world around you. Again, the mirrors, what you see and put out there is a direct reflection of what
you one of the things too that we're going to talk about, you know, now as it relates to this, is sometimes we get overwhelmed because we think we have to make ginormous changes. And, you know, I have to tell you, there are some things in life where they are that. So you have a master's degree, you went back to school, I went back to school, and you know, folks think, wow, that's a big undertaking. But when you break it down into its piece parts, right?
Yes.
You know, and I was thinking about this, about small changes that create large impacts. And I was thinking about this. It's easy to look back and say, yeah, I got that master's degree and that. But when you think about it, it's the small changes that came before. I know for me that I could even contemplate the idea of going back to school. I mean, I'm the least likely person to have had the belief in myself that would have said, yeah, you can do that. It wouldn't have come from anywhere. It's never really been a strong, school has not been a strong thing for me, but it's the small steps. It's the little steps. You know, when it comes to talking about this, it's mirror, mirror in the wall, and I see something, right? I see something. You know, it's kind of like today. I was getting ready to do this show, and, you know, a large part of what we do is on video, and I had to get ready for a couple of other calls, and I looked, and I thought, wow, that is a really busy, that's a really busy blouse for a Facebook. And I thought, well, all right, I'm not going to worry about it. It's going to blend into the chair. And then I just went on. Mm-hmm. But I could have had a moment where I just changed it. Yeah. And it's a small change. And I want to ask you this. Aren't the small changes sometimes just as hard as the bigger ones?
Yeah, they are. I mean, we got to recognize some of those habits, some of those routines that we don't even think about because, you know, before you know it, the habit has you instead of you owning the habit and creating your life. But just like making a big change versus a small change, every large change is created by taking the steps to get there and making the small steps, the small changes to do it. You can't get from one end of a room to the other in one big leap. You just can't do it. You have to take the steps to get there. And that's what I do to help people to realize and understand that. I mean, there's been many of times that, you know, I've tried to get from A to B, or to A to Z by missing B, C, D, and the rest of the alphabet. You know, those quick fixes, those cutting corners are not going to work. You've got to be, because it won't stand the test of time. You've got to be able to stand the test of time by learning the small steps, taking the steps that it's going to take to get to where you truly want to be. And if you want to create tomorrow, what you do today is going to be how you do that. So if you start taking steps today and find the courage and the willingness and face the fear and get through it, you're going to move through to tomorrow in a whole new aspect.
It's a whole, and you know, there are some things that some of us do really well and some things we don't. Like, for example, this tablet right here. This is Linda's tablet, right? And so she plays a little game on it. I play this one game on it, right? But this little tablet, so I go get her tablet and I'm sitting here trying to get it set up. And somehow you are supposed to be able to fold this thing.
Right.
In a way that gets this thing set up. That is not in my wheelhouse. So I'm sitting here and I'm fiddling with it and I'm trying to figure out, like, do I hold it like that? Do I sit? And then I finally said, just hold the dang thing. Just sit here and hold it, right? Just hold it. And I just thought, this is true for making the changes. And what I mean by that, there are some things that we can do on our own. And I got to tell you, I work with a bunch of people. I need help to get me from where I am to where I want to go.
Yes.
And sometimes even with small changes, right?
Exactly. And that's why I was saying earlier, you're not in this alone and you don't have to feel that way. And getting people to understand that they don't have to do this alone is the greatest gift that, you know, anybody could ever have, is that somebody else has been there, done that, and has learned the successful ways of doing it. And how many times have we ever heard, if you want to be successful, you need to surround yourself with successful people. We don't all have access to those people. But through a coaching platform such as Soul Stretching Success, you now have full-fledged access to people and myself who have been there and can help walk you through taking these steps to getting where you want to be.
Yeah, and that's the key. With that in mind, let's talk about what it means to get help and keeping a positive attitude on things, right? You know, I have been nicknamed a lot of things, but one of them is Pollyanna Patty. And what's funny about that, Ping Pong Patty too. But what's funny about it is I didn't even know what the word Pollyanna meant. So I just didn't pay any attention to it. But I'm like everybody else. You know, there are some days where I don't have like my happy pants on.
Yes.
And, you know, so I get emotional about things. I have loss in my life like other people have.
Yes.
You know, I get sick just like other people. All of the above, right?
Right.
But we got to not stay in that place.
Correct. Absolutely.
So what can we do to just keep getting back to the attitude that is most important for us to be successful?
Well, one, we need to learn how to harness our energy and understand what that is, or harness our will and know exactly where we're going, have the intention of it and the desire. Yes, you're going to get knocked down. Yes, you're going to have to, you know, you may end up on your knees from time to time, but learning how to go through those trials and tribulations, nothing's easy. Life never promised you to be easy. There's a lot of people here think that life owes them something, and that's not true either. We came here to learn, to grow, to expand, and help evolve and make this world a better place than what it was before we arrived. And to do that, it takes work, it takes effort, and it takes consistency and discipline. But harnessing your will and gaining a focus and understanding that you can give yourself a break when you don't feel good, when the day just didn't go exactly like you wanted, but how you chose to respond to that is going to be totally what the outcome's going to be. If you lay down and don't feel good and then continue to stay there, like something hurt your feelings or whatever, and you continue to stay there, then the outcome's going to be that, yes, you've continued to stay there. We can either wallow in our self-pity and continue to be a victim, or we can pick ourselves up and become a winner. And that's totally our choice at any given time. And that's how you do it.
You know, one of the things I know you talk about is how important it is to really look at oneself. And if we don't feel we are a person of value, I mean, that's such an important phrase. It's such an important idea.
Yeah.
You know, that most of us really struggle with even looking in the mirror and asking that question. You know, am I a person of value?
Right.
You know, and value is going to be different for different people.
Yes.
Right. So let's talk about that for a minute. It's a really interesting story, too. I started to go back and play table tennis about a year ago, I'd say. I hadn't played since my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked away from it because I wanted to go back to school at night. My company basically made me, and I'm very grateful for them doing that. But I realized, Terry, look, I felt like that external thing positioned to me to be a person of value. And when that external thing, you know, I couldn't keep up the standard that I had, and I started to lose, I couldn't play because I was allowing that external determinant to set the stage for whether I was a person of value or mm-hmm. not. And what's fascinating is I could see how that shows up a lot. We live in a competitive society. Nothing is more competitive than education.
Yeah.
Right? You know, especially when you decide to try to get into school and then you're into school. But there is this notion now about it, which doesn't help our education system. But I wanted to ask you, when you're looking at soul stretching success and looking in the mirror, how do you help folks get to the point where the value meter that they set for themselves is not based on whether or not you're number one playing a sport or you do a radio show, but something else.
One, we start with affirmations. And that's one of the keys that even helped me to overcome a lot of things when I was down on my knees. And then we're going to talk about, you know, the wholeness and wellness of a person as far as what are they doing to get enough sleep? What are they doing to meditate, to take care of themselves, and to do things that are going to be more intrinsically valuable or provide more intrinsic value within, and then help them to grow and learn those things. The other part is we're going to talk about their skills and abilities. We all have them, and what your desires are, and then create the will, or I don't create the will. They create the will to want to be able to push through and do what it's going to take to get there. But once you start taking those small steps, like we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. that's going to come. It has to come because you're growing and learning and becoming stronger within yourself. It's all about the strength, and it's all about the will. It's all about the desire and the intention. And once you're able to do that, anything is possible.
Well, you know, one of the things too is that, you know, as you're working through and looking at this next level of your life, right?
Right.
And you're thinking, where do we want to go? Where do I want to go? And people that are listening, I just lost you.
Oh, wow. Pat's down. Are you okay?
I love that this is live video, everybody. Welcome to my living room.
It's an aha moment. It's an aha moment for Dr. Pat in her living room.
It's like Zach is like, hit that button. but, you know, this is a perfect example of I can't get this dang thing to work. And Benny, you're right. Look at the strainer. But this is one of these things where, you know, the best laid plans, like now, the mm-hmm. best laid plans that we had to do this show, the computer decides it ain't working. Just my Alienware became abducted. An alien abduction with my Alienware computer. But do we just crumble under that? You know, whether or not I use an Alienware or do this show, you know, from a different room, is that going to determine the value of this for people? Or are we going to show up and suit up no matter what's showing up in life?
You got to get up, dress up, and show up one way or another. And just like with the with your computer issues and it going down, does that decrease the value of the show? I would hope not, because mm-hmm. the bottom line is we're still providing positive information, and you found a workaround. You found a strainer in your phone. So there are always ways. There is all where there is a will, there is a way. Hey, and you did it.
Well, Benny and I have done this in the middle of a show, right, Benny? A fire drill.
Multiple times on that one, actually. We've done it a couple times.
Times on the fire drill. And so this is an AM/FM station. And so fire drill happens, and you got to get out of the building.
Yeah.
And Benny and I looking at each other, and we got a host or a guest or a sponsor or somebody on. And we're looking at each other, and Benny's like, we got to go. And I remember one time hiding so I didn't have to go downstairs so I could do the show. And I thought to myself, is that an act of desperation or what? But in the end, you're right about it. Life does go on. What do you think is the most important thing to think about when we're looking at changing whatever aspect of life we need to change? You know, we have several aspects of life, right? We have the social, we have the financial, we have the physical, you know, we have relationships, we have career, we have all of that. When we look in the mirror, sometimes, Terry, we just see, oh, it's all bad, right? Mm-hmm. We have to start somewhere, don't we?
We do. The what fact that we're even looking in the mirror would be a good start. Some of us, that is a start.
Yeah, I look in the mirror today, and I'm telling you, I didn't see this blouse the way I'm seeing it right now on Facebook. I could tell you that. But it didn't really matter to me. And I think that's part of it. You know, there are some things that other people may want us to change. We got to really tease this apart, though.
Right. Right. I mean, it's not what I want somebody to do. It's what they want to do. Because if it's something that you don't want, it's not going to be successful in any manner. You know, you've got to have the intention, the desire, and the will. And then with that, I'm going to help you to get there by helping you to understand how to apply focus and clarity and set achievable goals, whether they're small steps or a little bit bigger steps, depending on where you're at in your life and how what you want to achieve and the amount of desire that you have to do it. And then we're going to implement that one thing we talked about a while back. That little bitty word, discipline. So when we do all of that,
how can people call you on that? What's your phone number? Let's make sure people know how to get a hold of you.
It's 888-426-7697 or 888-I-AM-POWER, P-O-W-R. So with that, you can get me on that. And, we've got some packages here. Now I've created the packages in such a way that we can break them down or we can build them up. And it depends on how much you want to do and how fast you want to do it and where you are in trying to create whatever it is that you need to do as far as improving your social, your relationships, your career, all of those things. And, you know, here's the thing. I was working with a client this morning and she was pretty, you know, distressed of some of the things that was going on with work. And, you know, we very tired, you know, she's going many, many hours a day and having to travel. And I said, when are you taking care of you? What are you doing to take care of you? Well, I have a lot of people that depend on me. Well, how can they depend on you if you're not doing something to take care of you?
Yeah.
And the stress that came through the phone and the anxiety, you know, you've got to back down and let's take some deep breaths and let's get this under control. So when those types of situations come up, you handle them a little bit better. And once you learn some of the keys and the principles of this, you're going to start handling different situations differently with better outcomes.
Yeah. Yeah. I made the mistake yesterday of thinking I was doing a nice thing. I got home a little bit earlier and I thought, I'm just going to boil up some hard-boiled eggs because we just love hard-boiled eggs. Just love them hard-boiled eggs. But I got to tell you, when it comes to stuff like that, Linda's like the master of the hard-boiled egg. You know, she's going back to New Jersey here in a little bit. But when she's here, it's like a hard-boiled egg party.
I'm having those myself lately.
But she's got a way to do it, right? Somehow magic. So I called her yesterday. I said, look, I've got a few minutes. Let me do it. And she tells me how to do it. And here I go and I do it. And I think I'm following it to a T. And then I go to peel those eggs. If you want to see somebody in distress, I am like, how hard could it be to make a hard-boiled egg so you can peel that shell off without taking all the whites off and just having the yolk?
There is a little bit of a key to it.
It's not in my wheelhouse. I mean, for whatever reason, I have tried this. And isn't this part of the conversation? You've got to know what's important to you.
Right.
What you're going to work on, what you're going to change, right? Now, clearly, if Linda said to me, I am not going to be your friend after 50 years being friends with you. And she said, I am not going to be your friend anymore if you don't learn to boil those eggs. I might have to think about learning to boil them eggs. Well, I may have to say to Linda, hasta la vista, baby.
One or the other.
But, you know, we started talking about mirror, mirror on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it earlier. And this is what I want to say. I mean, part of what you've created is not just a way for people to look in the mirror, but if you're listening to this and the idea of looking in the mirror today is so overwhelming for you, is so fearful, everything that comes up about it, then you just pick up the phone and you call Terry and you have a conversation.
Yes.
Because it is not the easiest thing to do, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, please know, if you're listening to this, you are not alone. And I've been there, but I also am living proof that you can rise above and you can come out of this. I mean, my years of experience in the mental health and counseling field, being a therapist, doing family therapy, doing individual therapy, and now doing coaching and turning my life around to quit, to not be so much carrying my past and living in my past, but understanding what's happening in my now and the present so that I can create what's going to be better for me tomorrow. And that is how I work with people. We're not going to continue to carry that past along because we can't, it's too heavy.
Yeah.
It's a heavy load. You know, he ain't heavy. He's my brother, but it's too heavy. And I let mine go too, but we've got to understand where we are today. Let's get an idea of where we are today. What are we feeling today? And what do we want to accomplish in our tomorrows?
I love it. Terry, thank you so much for today.
The I Am Hour is over, but the I Am Power possibilities continue. Thanks for tuning in to the I Am Power Hour, Soul Stretching Success, with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, feeling pumped?
You know it. Tune in next time to flex your I Am muscles and supercharge your soul-fueled success.
Let's create greater, aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, because everything you've held in your heart's desire is coming to you right now.
Make sure you listen to all of our shows and check it out at soulstretchingsuccess.com. See you next time.
See you next time.
Yeehaw! Yeah. Let's roll.